The collapse of Bernard Madoff's investment operations in December left a long string of victims. For these investors, one of the most painful parts of that case is that it might have been avoided if regulators had heeded the warnings of the likes of Harry Markopoulos. He's a private fraud investigator who was an executive in the securities industry when he said years ago that Madoff was operating a house of cards. Yesterday, he told a congressional committee how he tried to tell the Securities and Exchange Commission about Madoff and was repeatedly rebuffed. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Markopoulos was the chief investment officer of a Boston firm called Rampart Investment Management. He says he was asked by his boss in the late 1990s to try to match Bernie Madoff's returns. His funds seemed to earn steady returns regardless of market conditions. Markopoulos says he very quickly concluded that Madoff's returns were impossible. He set about proving it, and he took the evidence to the Securities and Exchange Commission.
I told the SEC exactly where to look, providing them with a long series of clear warnings that any trained investment professional would have immediately understood. Inexplicably, the SEC never acted upon those repeated and multiple warnings over a 9-year time span.
Markopoulos told the House Financial Services Subcommittee that a couple of SEC officials in the Boston office backed his efforts to stop Madoff, but by and large, the agency shut him out, never responding to his warnings.
My team and I kept collecting additional information, and I kept sending it to the SEC, and they kept ignoring it.
Markopoulos believes he was thwarted in part by a turf war between the SEC's Boston and New York offices. He also said he believes that SEC officials simply lacked the expertise to understand what was happening.
The SEC is over-lawyered and has too few staff with relevant industry experience and professional credentials to find fraud, even when a multi-billion-dollar case is handed to them on a silver platter.
And there was something else, he said. Markopoulos believes that SEC officials were simply afraid of Madoff.
Mr. Madoff was certainly one of the most powerful individuals on Wall Street. He had a respected broker-dealer arm. He traded a substantial percentage of the over-the-counter and New York Stock Exchange listed stock volume every day. And they just looked at his size and said, he's a big firm, and we don't attack big firms.
Markopoulos was followed in the witness stand by several SEC officials who were called to explain what had gone wrong with the Madoff case. Each one refused to comment on the case itself, saying the investigation was still going on. Instead, they limited themselves to broad remarks about the SEC's mission and its commitment to stopping fraud. Subcommittee Chairman Paul Kanjorski accused the officials of trying to impede his committee's work.
The lack of cooperation shown in the last several weeks, and I think the abuse of authority or the attempt to bring a protective shield over a executive agency or independent agency of this government, is not acceptable.
After that, the exchanges grew even more tense. Democrat Gary Ackerman of New York said he was frustrated beyond belief by the testimony from SEC officials. Here he questioned the SEC's Director of Enforcement, Linda Chapman Thompson.
As I said, we did an investigation in 2006, and it was closed without action.
Was it closed without action? What did you investigate? What methodology did you use?
And if in the interest of...
Were you suspicious when a guy had a one-man accounting firm investigating a $50 billion empire?
It was Markopoulos who emerged as the hero of the hearing. He was hardly the only person who saw through Madoff over the years, but he was the most persistent about turning him in, and committee members hung on his word. And for them, Markopoulos had a disturbing piece of news. He said he's uncovered evidence of at least a dozen more feeder funds that invested with Madoff. He says he's been talking to European regulators about them. And if the information pans out, it means the potential losses from the Madoff case could be even bigger than they now appear. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.